When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
Whoa. Stooch. You've come out of hyperspace and you're in the middle lane. You cannot come out of hyperspace and be in the middle lane.
It's not my fault. It's a left-hand drive. It's the first time I've driven one of these things. It's stressful.
Just move into the slow lane. Do not undertake in the slow lane, mate. We're going to get a ticket. Don't do that.
If you're shouting at me, you're stressing me out, and I can't handle this thing properly.
What's that flashing light for?
Oh, you need to watch your mouth, otherwise you are definitely going to find yourself floating home. I swear.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Look, we're here. Look, relax. Look, we're here now. Look, there's Cloud City. We're above Bespin. Sorted. We'll just roll on in. We're there.
Straight, yeah?
Yeah, just straight that way, yeah.
Oh, hang on. We got company.
State your business in Cloud City.
God, where's the comm button?
Just tell him we're doing it.
Yeah, well, where's the comm button?
That.
Right, sorry. Hello? We're trying to get to the Lazy Gundark on Cloud City. We're doing a podcast there.
Whoa! Sure problem.
Bit touchy, aren't they? All right.
Any aggressive behaviour will not be tolerated.
We're not being aggressive. How are we being aggressive?
Tell them what we're doing.
Right, sorry. We're trying to do a podcast. We've got a table booked in the Lazy Gundark under...
Stooch or Patch,
Mr... You booked it. You under Stooch. Stooch.
Do you have a landing permit?
I don't have it with me.
Oh, no. I've got one. It's in the...
Oh, it's in with all the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've got one. What shall I do?
Just wave at him. What's he doing?
Oh, he's looking at it. Thumbs up.
Press the thing. Where do we go? We need to land somewhere.
Permission has been granted to land at platform 327.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. It's just down there. Look.
Stoops, that's a disabled. We can't land there. That's
disabled. Ask him for another bay. I don't want to get...
Excuse me. There's 327's a disabled bay. Is there another bay we can land in?
He's gone.
He's not there.
Well, we're just going to have to park there and hope for the best. We're only here for 30-40 minutes.
Right, we'll just come back and keep checking on it. Just walk with a limp, yeah, walk with a limp.
Fine, we better address this. And sorry, if you're listening live, we're sorry for the shambolic intro. We just had a bit of hassle coming out of hyperspace. But we are back on schedule. We're literally pulling in for our podcast live at Cloud City now. What we're going to do is we're going to get settled, we'll roll the titles, and then we'll come back and we'll start the show. Thanks for bearing with us. If you're a live listener, if you're not, doesn't matter, don't worry about it.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, this is a long time ago anyway, wasn't it?
This is now.
This is now where we are, but if you're listening somewhere...
not here.
Not in this galaxy, then obviously it's a... We don't really want to get bogged down in all this time stuff because it's quite boring and it's really complicated. So...
Roll titles.
This is the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. Broadcasting live from a different location in the galaxy... every episode. Sponsored by Grumpy Bantha Blue Milk and Kessel Lager.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the first ever Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, coming to you live from the Lazy Gundark on Cloud City, just above the gas giant of Bespin. The show is sponsored, we have to say this, sponsored by Grumpy Bantha Blue Milk. Thank you very much. And, of course, Kessel Lager, the only lager for us.
Yeah. There goes the old Ugnaught and his speeder bike going past there.
Fantastic Star Wars knowledge there from Stooge.
Confirmation that we are actually broadcasting live from the Lazy Gundark in Cloud City.
So first of all, who are we? I'm Patch and...
I'm Stooch, Mara Stooch here, if you want to be like that. We are massive Star Wars fans.
Huge.
For example, the first bit that you heard of the podcast has got, what, 8 Star Wars quotes?
It's probably more.
weaved in subtly. You know, if you go back and listen to that, you'll hear them all.
It's not that subtle.
No, I know. but for the layman, it is.
Yeah.
And even though there's a little bit in that first bit, you'll notice, and this is for die-hard fans, you'll notice that we quoted the actual platform number that Han Solo lands the Millennium Falcon on in Bespin in Cloud City in The Empire Strikes Back. So that is the level that you're dealing with here. And if you think, oh God, what they do, go away. We don't want to.
You're not welcome.
You're not welcome. So what have we got coming up in this show, Patch?
Oh well, we're also in Cloud City, which is beautiful. It's a lovely place to be, isn't it?
And really, safest place in the galaxy.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's a massive tourist dragon. It's a bit like Vegas, but clean.
Yeah,
I'd say
a lot more mines.
But this is the nice bit. We're in the Lazy Gundark, which is it's a boozer, but it's a nice boozer.
It's a bit hipstery. It's got that sort of feel about it. But
a lot of beards.
A lot of beards.
Obviously, we're here. We wanted to have an interview with the main man, Lando. He still runs the place, but we have been refused an audience with him due to the media circus surrounding his Outer Rim off-world tax affairs. He's not answering any. We don't want to have any conjecture on that, good or bad. It's just a shame that we can't have him on the show.
It's a shame. We've got two guests. Well, three actually.
Yeah.
Patch is waving as three fingers at me. We've got an exclusive interview, actually. We've managed to get hold of TK127, the stormtrooper, and now retired, obviously, who... Well, I would argue that he is pretty central to the...
He starts it off.
To the destruction of the Empire. He's a pretty key figure, and he obviously is responsible for one of the most famous quotes, I think, in the galaxy, "Look, Sir, droids."
Yeah. Look, sir, droids.
So he's going to be coming on the show talking about what he's up to now. We've also got a comedian from Earth who very kindly said he's going to join us. It's Lawrence Owen, who's, I believe, he's on his way. Yeah, he's on his way now. I think he's arranged his own transport.
Yeah.
Budget is quite limited on this podcast as it's the first one. But Lawrence is on his way. He is scheduled in to do a bit of stand-up, I believe. And that's not the only stand-up guest we've got, is
it? Not at all, no. We've got R5D4.
Very excited about it.
Very excited. Doing some droid stand-up comedy, which is the preferred kind. It's the most comedy that goes down better in the Lazy Gundark.
Mm.
And he's going to be doing a little excerpt from his first solo show.
I think it might be his second. No, it's his debut show, which he's debuting at the Hot Fringe.
He was last year's finalist in the Amuse Droid competition, so he's legit.
Yep. He's got some skills. And he's doing an excerpt from his show, Bad Motivator. Which, if you didn't get that reference, you should stop listening right now.
Yeah, that is R5D4 doing his first ever solo show, Bad Motivator.
Bad Motivator.
That's what Google's for, kids.
Right, get on that.
For now, I think we've got to hear from our sponsors.
Yeah, just a quick word from our sponsors. So we'll have a short ad break and then we'll be back straight after these important messages.
Are your droids going off the rails? Then come to 8D8's Obedience School for Droids, where your droid will soon learn some respect. 8D8's Obedience School for Droids.
Hey, what are you drinking there?
I'm thinking Grumpy Panther Blue Milk.
Blue milk? That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, Poe Dameron says if you don't drink your blue milk, you'll end up flying a B-wing.
A B-wing? Give us some.
Welcome back to part two of the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. We're just about to be joined. In fact, here he is now.
There he is, coming through the door.
Coming through the doors. It's Lawrence Owen.
Hello.
Lawrence Owen.
Oh,
good afternoon. How are you?
Knackered.
Yeah?
Knackered.
Good trip?
Well, sort of. Yeah, a bit of trouble in the landing bays. I mean,
tell us about it.
Yeah, do you have it as well?
Oh, mate, dreadful.
Twin pod cloud car pilots are just...
They're lippy, aren't they?
Yeah,
they
God, very touchy.
Yeah, really touchy.
Did you hire a ship or...?
There was one of those hyperspace replacement, like a bus service. Between, across, most of the galaxy.
Yeah.
An absolute nightmare.
Horrible.
Absolute nightmare.
Yeah. But I'm here now.
No, you're not late, mate. You're spot on time as well.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
It's hard to tell, being a long time ago in the galaxy.
Well, there's
quite a
big time difference between, and what planets, meantime, are you working on? Who knows?
It is so complicated that we try not to go into it, don't we?
We definitely don't go into it.
Yeah,
I think that's probably sensible. Yeah.
Good to have you here now. We've got a stand-up section. We've got R5D4. It's just about to...
Really? You've got him?
Yeah. He's going to do a show, an excerpt from his Hot Fringe show, Bad Motivator. Which we're all looking forward to. Have you worked with R5 before on the circuit?
I have. I did a gig with him not long ago, actually. It was on a sandcrawler.
Oh, wow.
Right, so I know this guy in Mos Espa, and he took like an old sandcrawler, and he sort of did it all up and turned it into like a roving comedy venue. It's quite cool. So it just goes between the spaceports, and it's like this quite cool pop-up sort of thing.
Room was set up all right?
Yeah, the room was all right. I mean, it's a bit...
Tables?
It was kind of like a little bit of cabaret bar of thing. I mean, it was a bit of a weird venue. It was quite a tough room. It was mostly droids, to be honest.
Do you go down of droids?
Well, I mean, I don't want to make generalizations about droids. Some of my best friends are droids, but they just, you know, in that room it was like mostly protocol droids. They're all like, oh, I'm fluent in over 6 million forms. But it takes a little while. They're smug and they don't quite get jokes. It gets lost in it.
They don't enjoy a pun, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. So there was mostly droids and, I don't know, like a couple of hen parties or something. And it wasn't an easy gig.
How was R5 just hang out backstage?
Well, he was very chatty. I mean, it's quite hard to necessarily always follow what he's saying, but there's a bit of a language
very quickly.
But he does speak very quickly.
That's
very
sort
quickly.
Of part of his thing, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, he's got an angle, and let me tell you, he smashed it. He absolutely smashed it. It was not an easy gig, and he smashed it. And you know what? I think my prediction, he's going to blow up.
Yeah?
I think he's going to blow up.
He's going to get the... He's going to get the Kessel Lager Award this year.
Yeah, he will.
He'll get nominated.
Best newcomer, at least.
Are you doing a show at the Hoth Fringe?
I am at the Hoth Fringe. I'm actually doing two. I'm doing the Hoth Fringe. I'm also doing something called the Edinburgh Fringe as well. It's not so well known. But,
not in this galaxy. The accommodation's very expensive this year. I hear Tauntaun Belly is going for about 1,000, isn't it?
1,000 credits.
Yeah,
gutted tons.
1,000 for the square
the Hoth
feet.
The accommodation is the same.
Very bleak places, both of them, full of wompers.
Well, I'm probably doing it on that sandcrawler. It's going to go down to Hoth.
I think R5's ready, so we're going to go over to watch R5D4 do an excerpt from his show now.
Excellent. All right. Cool. Good stuff.
Oh, that is good. That's a great opener.
It's good, solid, isn't it?
R2-D2's let himself go. Absolutely.
I mean, it's an oldie, but a goodie, isn't it?
Yeah, works for him,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
He's going a bit blue here, isn't it?
Oh.
Come on.
I mean, it's got to be the right kind of night for that sort of thing.
Yeah, no. Well, luckily.
Yeah. That is... That is very droid specific.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You've got to know your crowd.
You've got to know your crowd, haven't you?
Oh, we've got a heckler. Oh, God.
Oh, shut up, mate.
They always think they're helping, don't they?
Absolutely destroyed him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, dead in the water. That'll be on YouTube.
Any
minute now.
Yeah.
100,000
Droid
hits.
Destroys heckler.
Good man.
Here we go. That's R5D4, ladies and gentlemen. So, Lawrence, you up for doing your set now? I think you're on
type
next, 5.
You can put you in a type 5, they said.
Actually, do you know what? I mean, I've got a Womp Rat bullseyeing appointment booked. I think I'm probably...
Since you're in town, you may as well.
Just a type 5 if you want.
That's all right. I mean, he's done really well. I don't want to... I think I'll... it's all right. I'm fine, mate. This has been really fun, though.
Okay, cool, man.
Yeah, it's been...
For sure. I mean, we thought...
Yeah, no, don't worry, man. It's cool.
Okay.
Right, no worries. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for coming down.
Quickly just say your show again.
Cinemusical High is the name of my show.
Excellent.
So enjoy your Womp Rat Bullseye game.
Yeah, I will.
Game.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. See you.
we'll catch you around. Have a safe journey home as well. I know the hyperspace replacement service is a bit of a ball ache, but
I might go.
Well, if you get stuck here, just give us a bell.
I might go via Canary Wharf.
All right. See you later.
See you.
Right. See you. Thanks a lot.
Now, I think we've got to hear from our sponsors.
Yeah, just a quick word from our sponsors. We'll have a short ad break and then we'll be back straight after these important messages.
Working under twin suns all day, living on the edges of the Dune Sea surrounded by Tusken Raiders. You have to be tough to be a moisture farmer. And so you need the toughest moisture evaporator credits can buy. Tashi Moisture Evaporators. Tested under the volcanic heat on the Mustafar system. Tashi Moisture Evaporators. If you're searching for wet, we're the best you can get.
For some people, any beer will do. But then Castle Lager isn't for just anyone. Our lager is filtered through genuine Tatooine native Jubak scales for a crisper taste. So, if you can do the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs and wrestle Rancors for fun, then Kessel is the beer for you. Kessel, filtered refreshment.
Welcome back to the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. We've just said goodbye to Lawrence Owen.
He's had to dash.
He's had to dash. He's had to catch his hyperdrive replacement service or something, which I find a little bit convenient after watching R5-D4 absolutely smash it.
Well, you can't follow that.
Well, you can't follow that. I mean, I don't blame him.
Well, fantastic show. That's going to be an amazing show. Bad Motivator. Go see it, everyone. Hoth Fringe Festival. Go and see it. That is going to be brilliant.
We are, I believe, we're scheduled in episode 3 of the podcast. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Hoth Fringe. So we will be...
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Hopefully get an interview with R5-D4. What I must do is apologise for some of the language in the set. We did try to bleep it, but we thought, well, what's the point? We are about to welcome our guest, TK127.
This is the big guy, isn't it? It's a special guest.
It's a special guest. He's a stormtrooper who is now retired. He's very, very famous for the line, "Look, sir, droids."
Wow.
He's on his way, but we need some drinks.
Yeah, table service seems to be non-existent. He booked VIP, and what do you get? Nothing. So I'm going to go to the bar.
Two Kessel Lagers,
Kessel
please.
Lagers. On draft?
Yeah, clean filtered. That'd be great.
Through a G-back scales.
Okay. So Patch has just gone to the bar, and I believe I can see... Well, here's TK127 now.
Hey, hello, how you doing? All right, what's your name? Mr. Stooch, yeah, good to meet you. All right.
Great to meet you, great to have you on the show.
This is lovely. I love what you got here. You call this VIP? We call this loser P where I am.
Bit of a character, this one.
All right.
We're going to have to watch out for you, aren't we?
Okay, you sure are. You sure are going to do that.
Such an honour to have you on this show.
I bet it is.
You are renowned for, I would say, pretty much changing the galaxy with what you found that day on Tatooine in the heat.
Just sand for miles around. Just the whole place, the whole goddamn place. Just miles of sand, and they go, find the thing. And we go, hey, we ain't going to find nothing. We're going down, we hang out.
It's like a needle in a haystack.
Needle in a haystack. It's a droid pod in the desert. It's a droid pod. We didn't know what we were looking for. There were no human life forms on the pod. So we thought, hey, we'll go down. It'll be hard day's work, but hey, a good night's
and
drinking afterwards.
The magic moment when you found that it was only a small little washer, wasn't it? And it was just poking
a little piece. I found out recently. I did some research. You can find out all this in my book.
And what's your book? You're free to plug.
Look, Sir Droids.
And that's available where?
That's available on Interplanetary Distribution System. I'm not allowed to mention, but they use drones now.
I think we all know which one you're talking about, don't we?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, they beam it right into your brain. It's great stuff. Anyway, I did some research for my book, and I found out the droid part. I still got it. I wear it around my neck here. It's a little.
Oh,
you see that? You know? Hey, hey.
And that must be worth quite a bit of money.
But you look at my threads. You look at what I'm wearing. Tell you what it is. Let me tell you what it is. It's C-3PO's empathy chip.
When you found the washer...
The empathy chip.
Sorry, the empathy chip, of course. Who did you have to report when you got back onto the Death Star?
This is the thing. This is where it all goes crazy. It's all... I find this thing. No one expects us to find nothing, you know. So we're down there, and I go, look, sir, droids. And I give it to the guy, and then he's good. He's a good... He was a good commanding officer. He goes, you found it. When we go back up, I'll let them know who it is. And guess what? So we come back up, we got a lead. Because they had nothing. They had nothing. So they look at me and they go like, hey, buddy, you found it. It's all speeches and medals. I became a squad commander. I got my orange pauldron. You see, I'm wearing that. That was my squad commander.
Yeah, well, it goes well with your chino suit.
Hey, anything goes well with this. You pay enough credits, everything goes well with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I get this, and then they go, okay, so we're going to have a little celebration meal. I think it's going to be just me and the guys, you know, a couple of beers in the mess hall. It's me in a room, all right, with Mr. Vader himself.
The big man.
The big man. And he is big.
The big cheese.
It makes Phasma look ditchy, all right? So it's just me and him, just having a meal, just eating away. Great guy. Really funny. Very funny.
How does he actually eat? Did he have to take his helmet off?
He kind of. You tell you what, that's interesting. I was going to wonder that. He doesn't eat. Doesn't eat in front of you. It was I sit and eat in front of him.
But he has a meal in front of him to make you feel comfortable. Yeah.
I reckon he goes to his little orb. You know, he sits in his meditation chamber, takes his hat off, and just chows down.
Good on him.
But he was very polite. You know, had the meal in front of him, so it felt like a meal. But amazing, amazing, very funny man. Very funny. He says, What do you want? Doesn't say like that. He breathes a lot. But you know, like, what you want? I don't do impressions. And I go, you know, hey, I just want to serve the empire. You know, I'm being formal. And he goes, you can have anything. And I said, well, you know, a bonus and early retirement. That's a joke. And he goes, it shall be so. So I go, okay. And then I get his early retirement. I take my money. I think, well, what sensible investment?
And I guess the deal that the empire had with Bespin, obviously they took it over, so he was able to give you a nice little slice of it, I imagine.
Oh my god! Oh god! You buy a mining stock with Imperial credits. It's twice as much. Twice as much. So I get half this. Again, Lando walks around like he owns the place. It's me. I own this place. I run this town.
TK, it's been an absolute honour having you on. Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Ah, it's been great to talk. You're a great guy.
Just before we go, could you do the line for us? Because I'm sure the fans want to hear you do it as it was back then. I mean, obviously you've lost your accent a bit.
Yeah, I move around.
You're still wearing the Stormtrooper's helmet. Is that something that you have to do, identity purposes, just to...
Hey, I do it for the ladies, okay? I do it for the ladies.
I read you.
You know what I'm saying.
So, Tico, if you could just do the line for us.
Hey, I just want to... you going out after this? I like you. You know, we're going for a couple of drinks after
Oh, we're
this?
Hanging around, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
you can, well, we've got this table, you know, all night.
Ah, good man. All right, okay, for you. I like that. I've had fun. Okay, you ready? Okay, it's a million-dollar line. You ready for this one? Look, sir, droids.
Absolutely fantastic.
No way.
It's a shame, but it looks like Patch has just been served at the bar, finally. So he's going to bring back a few lagers. TK, if you just want to hang around in the lobby over there, we'll come and get you. We're just going to wrap up the podcast. But thank you very much, TK127, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolute pleasure. Right, I'll see you later.
And finally, Patch is back on the bar.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. I couldn't even get served at the bar to go to the offie around the corner. I just got your can. Sorry about that.
Sorry. You didn't get any grumpy banter blue milk by any chance?
No, I didn't get any of our sponsors' blue milk. It's delicious blue milk, but I will be getting some later. I guarantee it.
I guarantee that too. Well, we have come to the end of our first podcast.
Oh, have I missed him?
Yeah.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
What was he like?
He was a bit of a actually.
Was he?
Yeah, I said we'd go for a drink afterwards, but we could probably slip away to Clara's Inns by ourselves. Thanks to all the guests.
Every single one of them.
Lawrence Owen very kindly joined us. Thank you very much, Lawrence. And thank you especially to TK127. Sorry about calling you. And thanks
and
to
R5D4.
Obviously.
R5D4, thank you very much. Go see the show.
Stonker of a set.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming down and treating us to that. So that's the end of the first podcast.
Great.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks where we'll be live from Mos Eisley.
We certainly will, yes.
So until then, if you can follow us on Twitter, spread the word of the podcast.
Yeah.
Keep downloading it.
Comment, tell us what you want to see on the show.
Anyone you want to see interviewed on the show, we can pretty much get hold of it, anyone. So,
we're connected.
Yeah. But the next one will be live from Mos Eisley. We'll be joined by comedian Matt Highton.
Yes.
And also we have a very special guest from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
All we do.
A secret guest on the show. And more stand-up as well.
Yeah.
From a creature of some sort, I'd imagine.
As yet, unspecified creature, yes.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening. It's been an absolute honour and joy. And please tune in for the next one. Look out for the next one. Should be with you in a couple of weeks. Like the Facebook page, watch the Twitter, and it will keep you up to date with when it's coming out.
All right. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
I'm seeing Calrissians, if you can make it.
Yeah, come along for a drink. Yeah, after party in Calrissians. Calrissians Wine Bar, fantastic. Second level, Cloud City, be there.